This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With inflation down to 3%, wages are now growing faster than prices are growing for the first time since March of 2021. That's only been true for the last 2 months, to be clear. And in May, wages did just barely beat inflation by 0.2%. In June, though, wages grew better than a full percent faster than prices did. And while two data points do not a trend make, this still feels significant. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that one.
It's a sign of a healthy economy when wages grow faster than inflation. Julia Pollack, chief economist at ZipRecruiter, a marketplace underwriter, says in an ideal theoretical world,
economists think that workers should get an increase each year in their pay of around 2% to keep pace with inflation, adds an additional 1 to 1.5% to keep pace with productivity growth.
For the last 2 years, though, we have not been living in that ideal theoretical world. Inflation has been much higher than 2%, as we know all too well. And wages?
Real wages have been flat as a pancake.
They haven't even been keeping up with inflation, let alone outpacing it. Effectively, most workers have gotten a pay cut. But now it seems like maybe, just maybe, we've come through to the other side. At long last,
people are bringing in more than they're having to spend on goods in relative terms.
Eric Winograd, chief U.S. economist at the asset management company AllianceBernstein, says that is helpful all around.
That's good news from a household perspective, certainly, and good news from an economic growth perspective.
But, he says, we should also be careful not to put too much stock in it just yet.
Things tend to move slowly in the economy, and so extrapolating too far from 1 month of data is a dangerous game to play.
It'll be a while longer, he says, before most economists will feel confident that wages are really outpacing inflation. Layla O'Kane, senior economist at the labor market analytics company Lightcast, says chances are it'll also be a while before most people start to feel like their paycheck is going further again.
It depends a little bit on what they're consuming and also what industry they're in, because it's not the case that everybody is experiencing wage inflation equally, right?
She says people who switch jobs and people who work in high-demand industries like food service and construction are most likely to feel this shift first, assuming, of course, that it continues. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.